Hey there! Thanks for joining me for episode 18 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy that you're joining me today. In past episodes of Busy Kids Love Music, we've learned about the cello, the flute, and the saxophone. Today we are going to learn about the trumpet, which belongs to a family of instruments that we haven't yet talked about here on the show, the brass family of instruments. Brass family of instruments are the loudest instruments in the orchestra and can be heard from far away. The instruments are basically very long pipes that widen at the end into a bell-like shape. To play a brass instrument, the musician must vibrate lips by buzzing them against a metal, cut-shaped mouthpiece. This amplifies the buzzing of the lips and makes the sound. In the case of the trumpet, the musician must press down on the valves, which sort of look like buttons, and this opens and closes parts of the pipe. To make a higher or lower sound on the trumpet, the player will press those different valves, the buttons, and buzz her lips harder or softer. Other instruments in the brass family include the trombone, French horn, and tuba. The trumpet is the smallest instrument in the brass family and can play the highest pitches. Conch shells and animal horns were some of the first trumpets in ancient times. But the first known metal trumpets appeared around the year 1500 BC. Trumpets made of silver and bronze were discovered in the grave of King Tut in Egypt, and other ancient versions were uncovered in China, South America, Scandinavia, and Asia. In these ancient times, trumpets weren't really used in the way that we use them today, which is to create beautiful music. They were often used during parades or for religious and military purposes. For example, in medieval times, trumpeters were important because they relayed instructions over long distances to the soldiers. We don't use trumpets in this way today, but sometimes military officers will play a tune on a bugle to pay respect to the former military usage of trumpets. Metal making and instrument design improved greatly during the Middle Ages and Renaissance, and trumpets began to be used to create actual music. However, the trumpets didn't yet have valves, so they could only produce a small amount of notes. This is what a trumpet would have sounded like during that time period. In the 1800s, the instrument design improved with the use of keys and valves, meaning that it could now play many different notes. For this reason, it began to be used much more in musical compositions. The piece you're hearing now is a famous trumpet concerto composed by Franz Joseph Haydn. Thank you. Trumpets became a standard instrument for the orchestra. So if you attend an orchestra performance today, there are typically 2 to 4 trumpets that can be used in many different ways. Sometimes the trumpet will play the melody or be used as a solo instrument or support the rhythm. Virtuosos, which is a fancy word that means really skilled musicians, like Buddy Bolden and Louis Armstrong, transformed the trumpet into an important instrument for jazz and pop music during the 20th century. Because the trumpet can play so many notes and is able to be loud, it became a lead instrument for jazz bands. Many of the most important and famous musicians in jazz music have been trumpeters. Head on over to my website at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/18 to check out this episode's listening calendar, which features trumpet music of all kinds. You'll hear current tunes by artists like Trombone Shorty, as well as arrangements from the past by artists such as Rachmaninoff or Haydn. Again, you'll find the links to those performances at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/18. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about the trumpet, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks for more musical discoveries at the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.
Someday you'll be sorry.